Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Lawrence Holmes. I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. This hour is being brought to you by CarX Hire and Auto, online at carx.com. Ray, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to two on Sports Radio 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Previously on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
Steve Stone joining me here on The Score as we talk about the White Sox. This Yankees lineup is filled with landmines. Like, there's so many good hitters up and down this lineup.
I would love to see the boys take 2 out of 3 from the Yankees, but that's a tough task in that ballpark, which is a really nice park for left-hand pull hitters and right-handers who go the opposite way. As we saw in our ballpark, both Judge and Stanton can go the opposite way, take advantage of that short porch in right and right center field.
I think Anderson to right, well hit. Judge going back, looking up, it's gone! Tim Anderson, a three-run shot, his fifth of the year. And the White Sox here in the eighth inning now lead it 5-0.
He knew it once he hit it, and that right index finger says it all.
The White Sox behind Kopech and Anderson come into Yankee Stadium and hand the Yankees their second series loss of the season.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
A good day was had yesterday for the White Sox. Man, did they need it. Bass drop! Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. On the show today, James Feegan is going to join me. We are going to talk about the weekend that was for the White Sox in New York. We'll talk maybe a little bit about the Cubs and their win yesterday. Nick Foles is a new home. Makes all the sense in the world. Should have been done last year. Should have traded him, but whatevs. It's all good. And we are going to spend some time talking more about the White Sox overall and Tim Anderson. We will do that next here on The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station. It's time for the White Sox Minute.
Tim crushes this ball. He throws the bat. The ball goes flying. It is gone.
We're going to be South Side regardless.
South Slider.
Hi, Mom!
Go Sox, babe.
The White Sox Minute on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
They start tonight with Tim Anderson stepping into the batter's box. Anderson and Josh Donaldson and Jackie Robinson all became a big part of the story. You could hear the boos from the fans here at Yankee Stadium. They're facing a guy who has ridiculous stuff here, Michael Kopech. Good pitch, strike three, throws him, 97.
There's no room in the game for this.
They're going to miss, second strikeout for Michael Kopech. 1-2, he got him. Boy, 87 mile an hour, kind of a backup slider. He picks up another strikeout. He's got three tonight. 2-2 to Marwin Gonzalez. Good pitch, strike three. Fourth punch out from Michael Kopech. Kopech fires, swing and a miss, and we went up top at 98. Judge retired on second and first. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, and how about the reaction from McGuire? He pumps his fist. Kopech picks up his sixth strikeout. I think Anderson to right, well hit. Judge going back, looking up, it's gone! Tim Anderson, a three-run shot, his fifth of the year. And the White Sox here in the eighth inning now lead it 5-0.
We saw him hit a big home run last year. Field of Dreams. To right field to win it, a walk-off. Very similar to this one, right field again. He knew it once he hit it, and that right index finger says it all.
The White Sox behind Kopech and Anderson come into Yankee Stadium and hand the Yankees their second series loss of the season, winning tonight 5-0. And you leave here thinking, yes, Michael Kopech is legit and he's healthy.
How about it? Highlights courtesy of Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN. Tim Anderson with a huge three-run homer. Michael Kopech was dominant last night. And I got to tell you, I didn't know if he was going to be able to do this. And we're only a quarter of the way through the season, so things could change. But he went out there on Sunday Night Baseball and was like, yeah, y'all not getting nothing. Nothing. I'm going to go out here and... He was, what do they call it, shoving. yesterday. Everything was working for him. He was in control of himself. That last inning was reminiscent of the previous starts where it's like, oh, you're throwing a lot of pitches to get out of this inning. But he got the job done and was spectacular. He wasn't the only one. Johnny Cueto in the first game, I don't know how he's getting people out with that stuff, but he's getting people out with that stuff for now. Six innings for him. He starts his White Sox career with 12 scoreless innings of baseball. Who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk that you get Johnny Cueto? Look, I don't know what's going to happen with Cueto, if they're going to keep Keuchel in the rotation and keep him on the roster at all. It's kind of already paid for itself, the Cueto move. You got two quality starts out of Johnny Cueto out of nowhere. Hopefully Hoss will be back soon. That's my nickname for Lance Lynn. Hopefully he'll be back soon. But then you've got some decisions to make, because I don't think Cueto plays out of the bullpen. And I know that Keuchel doesn't. I think the only guy that plays out of the bullpen is Vince Velasquez. And quite honestly, Reynaldo Lopez has been pretty good. So it does look like when the White Sox find themselves healthy, and I'm using air quotes for those of you who can't see me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore, they are going to be formidable to deal with. Let me throw some numbers at you too. Let me hit you with some knowledge, as White Goodman would say. Kopech last night, seven innings, one hit, none earned, two walks, six strikeouts. Cueto, six innings, six hits, two walks, five strikeouts. In the White Sox 3-1 win. Pollock, in his last seven games, he came up with a huge home run in game one of the doubleheader. 429, 458, 762, nine hits and two walks for him. And Andrew Vaughn, in his last seven, 318, 360, 318. So he's been hitting singles. But in his last 30, 277, 344, 458. I still don't think the White Sox offense is fixed, and it's going to be a thing. Oh, you know what was a great moment in watching these games between the White Sox and the Yankees? Yoan Moncada's bunt double. Ray, did you see this? That was great. Do we have it? I don't know if anyone pulled that highlight, but it was just a great moment. To set it up for you, the Yankees were playing four outfielders, and then they shifted over towards second base. So the third baseline was there. And I know, the reflexive action is, why don't more guys do that? Well, the reason that more guys don't do that is that more guys aren't capable of doing that. Moncada seems to be a guy that is, and this was hilarious. Oh, we don't have it? I get it. It was, you know, a random play, but I loved it. Pushed a bunt right at the bag. It worked out. Sheets came all the way around from first base, end up on third base, and there's Moncada. Moncada's sitting there on second. Whatever way you can get hits, whatever you can do to get hits right now and keep the line moving, do it. I'm not saying that he should go up there with a bunt approach, but if another defense plays you like that, where it's four guys in the outfield and there's nothing going on the left side, if you got the bat control, you should go ahead and do that. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about Tim Anderson. I want to talk about Josh Donaldson, and I want to talk about baseball overall. We'll do that next here on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
What's your take on the beat between Donaldson and Anderson there?
You got any other questions?
Nothing to say about that, Tony.
Well, who are you with?
New York Star-Ledger?
Yeah, well, I mean, I talked to the Chicago Press because I don't... He made a racist comment, Donaldson, and that's all I'm going to say.
That's pretty strong.
That's as strong as it gets.
Oh. Is that in the third inning? The first inning?
Do you hear me say that's all I'm going to say? You know what that means? That's all I'm going to say. It doesn't need any more explanation than that.
That was pretty strong. Strong as it gets. From Tony La Russa talking about Josh Donaldson and Tim Anderson. And let me reset some of this. We did this over on NBC Sports Chicago. By the way, thanks to everyone who watched and who said nice things. And it was great to work with Ozzy. Like, that was a trip. Watching those two games with Ozzy, or like being able to hang out and talk baseball with him off the record, was just phenomenal. I said on Instagram, it's as great as you think it is times a million. So it was really cool, and it was cool to be back there. I had a really good time. Ray, so get this. Herbie tweeted out like a picture of me on Saturday, me and Yuse Day, where I'm doing pre and post with Ozzy. He's like, oh, you know, I'm glad to see Lawrence back over there, blah, blah, blah. And this dude in the mentions was like, yeah, he looks like a Sunday preacher. I was literally wearing the most basic navy suit ever.
It was fresh. It was very professional looking, a good TV, you know, pregame, postgame looking type of suit.
It was a navy two-button suit. I wasn't out here like Bernie Mac. In original Kings of Comedy, I wasn't out here with a Steve Harvey suit on. It was a navy two-button suit with brown loafers. It really doesn't get more simple than that. The only flair I had was a pocket square that matched my suit and tie combo.
If anybody dresses the flashiest on that show, it's Ozzie Guillen.
Ozzy
with the, and my wife took note of this as we were watching you on the show, Ozzy's messy looking pocket square.
Yes.
You know, it was a little untucked looking.
It looked great. He got a lot of compliments on it. And I didn't know this. I didn't know that on Sundays, it's a less formal, him and Chuck kind of do like a less formal thing. So he was like, don't wear a tie on Sunday. I was like, okay, no problem. I was like, come on, man. Like, I wasn't out here like a, I mean, I have some stuff that's maybe a little bit beyond. I wasn't even out here looking like Cap. Cap looked more like a mega church preacher than I do. You can see it today on Unfiltered. Watch him look like a mega church preacher. He's a navy suit with brown loafers. Come on, man. All right, I gave you your dessert first. Now your vegetables. You heard Tony La Russa saying that what Josh Donaldson said to Tim Anderson was racist. And I agree with TLR. Mark this down. I agree with Tony La Russa on something. There are bigger issues here, and quite honestly, inside of this segment, I don't have as much time because we were, you know, grab-assing there for a little bit. I am going to talk about this more in depth with James Feegan, but there's a couple of things that I do want to point out. First, let me let you hear from Tim Anderson, who spoke after the game inside of the clubhouse about what's gone on with him and Josh Donaldson.
Timmy, able to take us through what went on there with Donaldson and that?
Yeah, he just made a disrespectful comment. Basically was trying to call me Jackie Robinson. I was like, what's up, Jackie? I don't play like that. I don't really play at all. I wasn't really bothering nobody today. But he made a comment, and it was disrespectful, and I don't think it was called for. It was unnecessary.
That was when you guys crossed paths with short stuff there at the end of the third.
Yeah, but that happened in the first. The first time he got on, and I spared him that time, and then it happened again. It was just uncalled for. It's not, I got time to, be playing like that.
How do you manage to contain yourself based on that kind of comment?
I don't know, to be honest. I don't know, to be honest. It was very disrespectful, I don't want to play like that.
You call it disrespectful. Tony just said it was racist. Is that accurate?
Yeah, same along that same line, yeah.
Can you say what he said?
You said what?
Can you say what he said?
I just said it.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
So, in the fifth, when you ran in from short stuff, he was talking to Yasmani. What do you remember? What happened there exactly?
No, just saying along the line, being disrespectful. Nobody want to play like that,
Like your teammates knew to go right to you.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, we already know. We knew at the gate. We already knew what time it was. We knew.
See your teammates.
You know,
have your back
in
that type of situation. What
does
it mean to you as
well? We're family. We take care of each other. It's all love in the locker room. We don't really deal with crazy things like that. We try to keep that away from our vibes of what we got going on. But for them, step up on my back. It shows how connected we are.
So you took that double play to finish yourself. It looked like you could have flipped it. It looked like you wanted it.
Yeah, I wanted to take that. He got down, though. He got down in time.
So you thought maybe something might
happen? No, it never worked.
Do you think the league should intervene here and punish him somehow?
That's outside of mine. That got nothing to do with me.
He said something happened from the play and it turned to Ben Phillips when he
got It's the same smoke.
Now, as I was saying before, there's a history with Josh Donaldson and the White Sox, and we went through it on NBC Sports Chicago. You can go back to when he was in Toronto. You can go back to when he was in Minnesota, and now the stuff here with the Yankees. In Toronto, it was a little bit more playful. Daryl Boston can't whistle, so I guess he got like a duck whistle, and he blew the duck whistle before a Donaldson at bat. Donaldson hit a home run and then was whistling as he went around third base. Debo said he's totally fine with it. Like, that's playful. That's gamesmanship. Then you have the situation where he hits a home run off of Reynaldo Lopez. He's mad at the umpire. He shows up the umpire by kicking dirt on home plate as he tags home plate and gets ejected from the game. And then did the thing where he acts like, what did I do wrong? I was just doing this. He's a habitual line stepper. Okay? Then there's the Lucas Giolito stuff. Last year, he hit a home run off of Lucas Giolito. And this was right in the middle of the spider tack stuff. So he was saying that Lucas can't get him out now because he doesn't have the sticky stuff anymore. And Lucas talked about it after the game. He's like, the guy's whack. And then Josh did his thing again of, well, here's the proof. If you look at his spin rates, blah, 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 blah. And then he said, well, I talked to him about it in the parking lot. But from what I'm told, it wasn't some confrontation where he went up to Lucas and was like, yeah, I said it. Now what? It was him screaming at Lucas from across the parking lot. So let's not get it twisted what he's doing. Then you had last week with him and Tim, where he's trying to get Tim out at third base. he sticks his knee out and hits Tim in the head and then tries to push him off third base.
That's a fastball for strike three down the middle at 100 and a throw to third. Tim is back in there. There was a push by Donaldson. And now here come the Yankees and the White Sox. Josh Donaldson and Tim Anderson are jawing at each other. Donaldson pushed Tim. Guccione made the call. And now Guccione's telling Tim, settle down. The benches have not fully cleared, but there are a lot of players on the field. Now the bullpens are coming in from left and right.
Well, the one thing you want to do is make sure that everybody stays in the game.
Chris Guccione did a great job of umpiring. Like, he saw it. He's like, nah, man, look at what you did. You tried to push him off the base. Like, all that stuff is not going to fly. So there was clearly, like, beef going into this game. And that's how we get to where we are now, where Donaldson continually tries to get underneath people's skin. And this time, he crossed the line. And that's what this is. If you want to try and show him some grace on it, be my guest. But I'm not going to, because I've heard too much bad stuff from people in the game about this dude and what his attitudes are. But understand that even if you want to give him the defense of he's just trying to get into somebody's head, do you think that trying to use bigotry and racism to do it is fair game? Because I don't. And if you do, I don't want to be friends with you. I'm going to talk with James Feegan about all of this. He was inside the clubhouse. He will let us know what the reactions are. I'm Lawrence Holmes. You're listening to The Score.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.